Hello, John.
Hello, Griff.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How am I?
How are you?
I'm feeling better after this Bloody Mary.
Fucking 2 hours later, headache. And you finally have a Bloody Mary in your hand.
Yes. Clamato juice. Disgusting.
So do I sound like I have this weird, like voice that I put on for the show? Because I feel like lately I've been noticing that I slip into, like, an odd character that I start putting on.
I don't know.
Funsies.
Maybe you talk a little differently.
I don't know.
Don't know. Anyway, this is Boss Barrel Radio. We'll find out in this episode of Boss Barrel Radio, number 45, for the week of, July 13th, 2011.
Yep.
July 13th, 2011. Boss Barrel Radio.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Things done.
My Bloody Mary on. Oh, well. No Ryan this week, since he has cat issues he has to deal with.
Cat issues.
And it's just going to be you and I. And thank God, because you've been playing a lot of games.
John. I have?
Yeah.
You think
comparatively,
so?
I've played nothing.
Comparatively, I've played 2,000% more than you have.
Yeah. But before we jump into that, is there anything you want to talk about?
Dude, guess what's tomorrow?
Thursday.
It's fucking Harry Potter marathon. More Harry Potter than any person should ingest in one day.
I don't support it's this on the back choice,
of the,
John.
It's on the back of the cases. Recommended doses of Harry Potter should only be 2 hours at a time, every 4 hours. Yeah. But nope, I'm gonna overdose.
Do not consume more than two DVDs per day.
Exactly.
It's Harry Potter. But movies
are Potter. Harry Potter. Watching all of them. All of them, and then in the morning, the following day, will be the last one in 3D.
There's seven books, right?
Seven books, and there's going to be
eight movies. So you will be watching.
The seventh is split into two.
They're roughly 14 hours of film,
give or take. Well, they're about 2.5 hours each. So it's
break it down.
You know, mathematically, it's a ton.
How much?
Actually, what it is that
Potter per minute is that?
When I went to get the full scoop on the marathon, what it actually is, it's a 2-day marathon. So right now, the marathon is going on.
Bullcrap.
And so, but I spent the money on the tickets because it's still economically, it makes it cheaper for me to buy that ticket and see.
Do you not own all the Harry Potter?
I do
already.
I do, and that's how we're making up for this. Like, I will watch. We've already watched the first one.
How much money have you invested
into the Harry Potter franchise? Probably more than a man of my age should.
there's nothing wrong with that. How many costumes? How many wizard
costumes?
Hats?
None yet.
How
but
many
at,
wands?
But
do
at
you
some
own?
Point today or early tomorrow. I might be wearing a pair of glasses that look remotely like Harry Potter's glasses, and I might be dressing up slightly British with a scar on my head.
Need to see if I have my old Harry Potter glasses.
Oh, that would be...
I will check my lockbox.
That would help me out a lot.
Yeah. They're like... I got them when the seventh book came out. Like, it was... Or no, it was like when the sixth or fifth book came out. We got it day one.
But
I got the book on tape on day one,
so
I got the pre-order book.
At first, I was like, well, when I found out that I would only be able to see the last four, at first I was a little bummed out about that. But then I thought to myself, well, the last four are really the better of
the
eight
ones.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a letdown. And then the other thing of it is also like, they like for buying into the marathon, they also give you coupons where it's just like, if you buy a large popcorn and you spend an extra $2, you get free refills all day long, and it's just like,
how much popcorn can I consume
in a day before I have a heart attack.
Is there an unhealthy amount of popcorn that you can
well
eat?
I love Junior Mints too, and I was like thinking of Junior Mints all day long yesterday, going, how many boxes do I need to buy to take with me?
One per movie.
Is it one per movie? Because usually that's, I can go through a box of Junior Mints or less in a movie. But it's at minimum, it's got to be two.
Really?
Two per movie? At minimum. No, at minimum, it's got to be two for the entire four.
Mm.
But I don't know.
I don't know, man. Then you're going to have to ration that. And you're
I know.
Like,
I have to like stagger that out. But
you're
I feel
not
like
gonna
by
be able
time...
to enjoy the marathon because you're going to be just so concerned about how many Junior Mints you're able to consume in this.
But I also sort of feel
and then
like.
Then you'll break down in the third movie and you're like, I just got to go bar some more.
I just sort of feel like at some point.
This popcorn crazed frenzy of poor decisions.
There's also, what was it also? Like you get you buy large, it's like the same thing with the drinks. You can buy large drinks and get refills on those. So it's basically they want me to become diabetic.
Yeah.
And just have high cholesterol.
Yep. And, no water. And no water allowed in just, theater.
I will go blind by the end of this is what's going to happen. So much light stimulation and my blood flow is not going to be high enough. Like maybe diabetes. I should just be eating carrots the whole time.
You should. You should be eating wizarding snacks.
Exactly. Oh, man. Does Target still sell those?
Get Birdie Bots Every Flavor Beans.
Oh, as many I totally as should can. Do that. I'm going to make a note for myself.
You know that they cannot throw you out of the theater for bringing a Harry Potter flavored bean.
They can't. That's outrageous if they... Well, okay, so there's tons
you
of
You know,
times.
Nobody would have the heart to do it. You'd be like, but it's my prop.
Exactly. I have to have this as part of the...
It's my costume, bro.
Exactly.
You can't take you it away from me.
Fuck yourself. Well, okay, so here's my thing is like, I hate buying... More than I hate spending money on going to expensive movies at the movie theaters, do I hate spending absurd amounts of money on the candy at movie theaters.
Yeah, you do it anyway.
No, I don't. I always go to the gas station across the damn street and spend the dollar as opposed to the $3.25. And then I just like I've started to test the limits of this where I will just walk in there candy in hand and see what they say to me. Never say anything.
Never say anything?
Nope.
I think it's time you up the stakes and just walk in with an open container.
Open by and just eat it in front of them while they're like checking my ticket?
No. Like you walk in with 40
beer?
In a paper bag.
Nice.
You have to start there.
I've walked in there with candy and pop in hand before. They don't say anything.
No, I know.
So why would they? I mean, like, it's just a bunch of kids working at minimum wage that don't give a shit. They're just like, fine.
Hey, you guy.
Hey, you should really not do that. We make money
paid for
on
this ticket, so I guess we'll have to tell you to leave your condiments out or your refreshments outside.
I'm paying you $10 to sit in your damn chair.
I paid for 3D, motherfucker. Let me bring my stuff in.
Let me bring in my,
I deserve this.
My average priced candy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't you have kids who are doing drugs to deal with instead of adults who are bringing in food? Come on. Think realistically. So Harry Potter Marathon, and right now you are typing on your brand new iPhone.
I am, my brand new iPhone 4.
Yes.
I like it a lot. It's pretty.
It's grown on me, man. All my reasons for not wanting or for not buying one are slowly trickling. It's like, it's too much money. I've got an iPod and a Droid, so.
But see, ever since I got this.
But let me tell you, Griff.
Ever since I got this.
My life is better.
Exactly. Less cancer in my body.
Don't have AIDS now.
Exactly. I swear to God. I levitated for 5 seconds as
really?
Soon as I bought it.
How was that?
It was exhilarating.
Not jumping.
No.
Okay.
No.
There was no effort.
I don't think it was like jumping. I feel like I just elevated slightly.
Mm. That's actually what happens when you become more of a hipster. Just elevate slightly more.
Yep.
Also, you have the taste of Steve Jobs' cock in your mouth forever, too.
Yep. What's this ball hair flavor?
Did they give
mouth?
You a black turtleneck to wear with your purchase?
No. That'd have been cool, though. Well, that's lame.
So you're going to get that game that Ryan really likes on the dungeons and...
No, probably not. I was thinking about Infinity Blade? Whatever.
Infinity Blade. Is that for anything beyond iPad or... Can you get it for your phone?
No.
Oh, it is for your phone,
isn't it?
It was for
phone first, and then it was for
iPad.
I was thinking about that. I was also thinking about, other stuff like Cut the Rope, or Slice, and or Fruit Ninja, and dumb shit like that.
Oh.
But I don't know. That is, it's a lot of money to be dropping on dumb games.
Yeah. It's good.
But so what I was saying is, I don't even use my iPod anymore. Like, I've just sort of wanted to see how long I could ride this out where it's just like, just use this as opposed to the iPod.
Sure. Well, you also made it an intelligent choice and you didn't upgrade your iPod every time it came out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You were still with the color, right? Or do you have the color?
No. My the iPod?
Yeah.
My iPod is the iPod Classic.
Okay. With the wheel, the touch wheel.
Yeah,
and
touch
the
wheel.
Black and white face.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not fancy. It's not super
fancy.
It's
not color. It's not touch.
No. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basic ass iPod. All I wanted it to do is play music. I didn't need it to do anything other than that. But it's like now that I have the iPhone, I just choose my most favorite songs and all my most favorite podcasts. And
I know. I want that consolidation. That
just, it's now I don't have to carry around two things.
I know. I would really like to have that.
And constantly worry about, well, if I'm leaving my iPod in my car, how hot does it have to get in my car before it explodes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before it just commits.
Consolidating would be very nice, but not practical quite yet. Until a 32 gig comes down. Until
yeah,
I don't exactly. have to pare down my music library.
Well, when that iPhone 5 comes out.
You know what?
They'll bring that.
I should spend the rest of this week as my goal to finish my Infamous 2 review and also cut down my iTunes library into something more manageable.
Oh, yeah?
Because I don't listen to 80% of the songs.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's my thing,
too. The Naruto soundtrack? Why do I even own it?
Why?
I have that?
Very fantastic question.
Why do I have the soundtrack for all of the Gundams? Why?
Because you're crazy.
Because I have an answer.
Because you're a crazy person.
I'm an archivist.
That, yep.
Who else has the Gundam Seed soundtrack?
I don't know.
But I'm not willing to find
maybe
that out
should,
by not
maybe
having
should,
it.
Maybe you should look into some forums.
Who's, maybe you should look into help, Griff.
See who's talking about.
There are people
that
out there
stuff.
Who, yeah,
can
true.
Get you some help.
Well, it was my brief day as a pirate, you know? I used to like be seeding and leeching.
Yeah. I don't really do, like, I have the means to do a lot of that pirating stuff. I just don't really do it. Like, the only times I really would consider doing something like that was when, like, the Tron, see, and I'm outing myself to, like, all the government agents that listen to our show.
But Tron soundtrack?
No, when the new, remember when I was on a Tron kick?
Fuck Disney, all right?
Exactly.
No.
That's basically what it was.
Seriously.
It was just like,
somebody should hack Disney.
Well, it was so outrageous because it was like, okay, so I can't find a reasonably priced copy of the original Tron movie anywhere because since this new one's coming out, people are like, jack it up.
Not true anymore, though. You can get a bundle, DVD, Blu-ray bundle.
Oh, yeah, no, I know you can
like
do this.
That's like $30.
You can do this now.
But
before, when I wanted to watch the old one,
yeah.
This is before the new movie had come out. I wanted to watch the old one for reference sake.
It's like, you could get
it
on Betamax for like $40, but then here's the player for $600.
Yeah.
How much does a VHS copy cost? $99.
Yeah. It was outrageous monies that they wanted for this fucking thing. So I was like, fuck this. And I just got it. I pirated it. I'm not proud of it, but fuck.
And it rent it pursue it?
No, I looked. And then the only places that had it, it was like, they were like logged up for like 2 weeks for people wanting to rent it. So it's like, well, by that time, the new movie's going to be coming out, and then I'm going to be all behind on
Best place
my
ever,
Tron
man.
Lore.
That's where I watched it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, yeah. So I watched that, and then I played the video game, and it's just like, yeah, you were there for that. I played that game. Game is not terrible. I think the best part of it, though, is the story of that game.
I was there for you playing that game?
No, you were around when I played that game. You weren't present.
You were born.
Yes, you existed in reality.
You were in the flesh
at
that point when I was playing that game.
Yeah, but...
that was pre-rapture.
Yeah, exactly. For all this new life stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Pre-Eden.
Exactly.
Pre-Eden is what I like to call it.
Oh, man.
It's shorter that way.
Pre-Boomy.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, good stuff.
Anyway,
so, yeah.
somehow, piracy. Don't do it, kids.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not necessary.
Nope. You don't have the $10 to buy a soundtrack or an album, then perhaps you shouldn't be purchasing that album to begin with.
Aside from those things, the only other thing I'm doing is writing very professional sounding emails to Double Fine.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about the birthday present Double Fine debacle.
Yeah. I didn't come out straight say it, but Griff, your birthday present is late because Double Fine did not send me what I wanted in a timely fashion.
I would say fuck you, Tim Schafer, but I can't.
I don't know that it's his fault.
He would probably have a really charming story about it. He'd be like, oh, I know, but like, you know, my daughter, she was opening a can of biscuits or something, and she slipped and cut her finger, and it bled all over the sheet.
So,
and I had to use your invoice to blot it up because. And the worst part about it was because I wasn't there because I was making a game. Also, Jack Black was on the phone yelling at me.
I'm just gonna since you're sort of putting the pieces together already, I'm just gonna it could be Tim Schafer's fault. But the only way it would be Tim Schafer's fault if it's because he's just been too busy to sign the thing.
Okay. Did you get me a signed copy of Psychonauts?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
Not of Psychonauts, but a signed poster of Psychonauts. Oh,
sweet. That's great.
Yeah.
I have a spot on my wall for it. Thank you.
So that's your birthday present, Griff.
Live.
Hopefully sometime in the same month that you were, missed that.
Where it's gone.
Hopefully within.
A month after.
Hopefully.
Hey, you know what? Half birthday. Yep. December 27th.
Yep. It'll be your unbirthday present.
Half birthday. Well, thank you. That's great. I love Psychonauts and Tim Schafer's signature. I think. I always really wanted a copy the sign. Not only because it supports Double Fine and, I like the products. I wanted to pay for a signed copy of Psychonauts because I think I gave my copy away to somebody. Mm. Did I give it to you?
No.
I think I gave it to Mike Gartner then. Mm. Somebody has it.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody
I got it at Blockbuster.
Has it? Wait, I stole just it. A copy of Psychonauts?
Yeah.
Don't you own Psychonauts?
I don't know if I gave it away.
I think you own it. I think I've seen it.
I bought it a couple times.
Okay, well.
It's one of those games where I buy it and I give it away and I'm like, no, just keep it.
I was thinking about buying it on Xbox.
It's better this way.
Then I decided.
Do it, man. Well, I've heard something about there being an issue with buying it. Excuse me. I have my stomach. There was an issue with it on Xbox where it has some weird bug in it where you can't like invert the controls or it crashes at some thing. Like if you try and get all the collectible shapes, there's one that blocks out.
Weird.
It's weird.
Weird, weird.
Anyway, do you want to talk about games?
Sure.
Ready to do this?
Sure.
All right. May I go first?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I played Infamous 2 and got every trophy.
God damn it, Griff.
Every trophy.
How'd you feel about that?
Is
it sort of like having sex with a hooker? It's really good at the time, but then afterwards you're like, I did that.
No.
Maybe I should go have myself tested.
No, I only have that slight pang of regret of like, I just got all the trophies and it's like, to what end?
Exactly.
It's not regret, but it's like.
Your virtual penis is that much bigger.
It is, but it is also like, I feel good about what I did too because of.
I think this stuff would be better if every time you unlocked a platinum trophy, Sony sent you like a little replica platinum
tiny
trophy.
Tiny little. Like,
just like a tiny thing.
Like four centimeter tall.
Yeah, exactly. Like, something that's.
Pewter nugget.
Yeah. Just something that you
can. It's kind of lopsided because somebody just, sat on it.
It's not high quality.
Yeah.
It's like sort of the same quality of the fucking Monopoly pieces.
Or like the. Turn the what do you call this? The capsule toys at the mall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just something like that. You can just set right there. Right next to your PlayStation and just.
Yeah, but that, look at that. That thing will go away. My online trophies never go away.
Never
I will
go away.
Always have them.
Until Sony gets hacked again.
Yeah. speaking of Sony getting hacked again, did you know that Sony is, or that PSN is still down in Japan?
Oh, yeah, because Japan won't let them reopen it until. They are completely 100% secure. Doesn't that seem so just
backwards?
Back shit, asinine, crazy that it's just like, just open it up. Do you understand? Well, at the same time, I don't know how much of Japan actually like utilizes the internet.
Yeah. Perhaps it is also an attempt to decrease online play and therefore decrease power usage of video games since they're still rationing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But whatever. I find that very strange. Anyway, the good side of playing Infamous 2 and getting every trophy means, well, first of all, nothing is really difficult. So if you were to go and 100% a game, Infamous 2, definitely doable. Not difficult by any means. I would say it probably took me 20 hours max total to do it. And the hardest part is doing it on hard mode. Like, there's a trophy for just beating it on hard difficulty. So that means you could play the first playthrough on easy if you really like, or the second playthrough, whatever. But the good part about playing it a second time was doing the alternate, I did the good hero way the first time, and then I did the infamous evil way the second time.
How did you like the evil?
Because
I know the problem I suffer with for like the evil is just like, why is there a point to what I'm doing? Like, I just sort of feel like it's not. Just doesn't make sense as much.
I really, really enjoyed the evil side of it. Not in that I was like, oh yeah, this is how I like to play games. Mm-hmm. But I like what they did with the evil, where it wasn't like, I'm a bad guy. It was like, I am a superhero, and therefore I have superpowers. these regular, like, it was cool. It was like, you were basically a super villain where you're like, these people should fear me and I'm mm-hmm. here to protect them and save them, but they need to give me respect. And like, I don't care if I waste human lives. All that's important is me. And it was a very interesting, like, introverted, evil way of playing. Not your stereotypical, like, I'm just going to murder everything and I only care about killing. Like, it wasn't like that. Or it's not like the dashing rogue where it's like, I'm just going to say bold things. Like, it was actually kind of villainous, which was fun. Mm-hmm. And the ending of it was really, really, really cool. Like, it was a really awesome ending to have it go that way because of how, like, the thing that's really startling is there's like five major pinnacle moments in the game where you have to choose, like, do you do the good mission or do you do the bad mission? Mm-hmm. And they're story missions, and they're very distinctly different. Like, it's not like, oh, in the one, you're riding a car with a bomb on it to this location, and in the other one, you're riding a car with medicine bomb. You're driving the medicine bomb to the bad people. Mm-hmm. It's it's like one mission, you are bringing the, you're like riding a vehicle to a location where you have to protect that vehicle from people who are trying to stop you. And then in the other mission, you're like murdering the people who you're trying to protect, but you're dressed up as the bad guys. So you're trying to rally them, and then you like undisguise yourself and you're like, look, I'm helping. Mm-hmm. And so they're very different things. And the most startling one is the end mission. Like, when you do the final mission with the good side, it is so far different from doing the end mission of the bad side. And the bad mission is awesome. Like, one of the best things that I have, like, you don't get this in video games where where what was happening, like, what the final mission was awesome because of what you were doing in it and how that was put into a game. And it was cool.
So which one would you say is the canon if they were going to do a third?
Well, the problem is they're both very distinctly different.
Uh-huh.
And the other cool thing about it is, you know, the when you're given the choice to do the bad side or the good side, it's like, do you side with this person or do you side with this person? And it's like, whatever you're already doing, so if you're being evil, it's like, you can be good, but you have to go and work your karma up enough to be good. You mm-hmm. can't just choose. Like, you have to go and grind some missions out to get your karma changed. That final mission, or the canonical ending, I don't really think there is an answer to that.
No, you think both of them you could continue on into, or do you think both of them are ended definitively?
I think both of them could go on to another game.
I see.
They would be vastly different games.
Right.
Because the things that happen in both endings are, they set up a world that is very different from the world of Infamous 1 and 2.
I see.
So, but they're also somewhat, you know, teasing. They leave the door slightly cracked for a sequel with what happens at the end. You know, one much more obviously than the other. And if you want me to tell you, I will tell you, but
oh, it's not on the air. I think that's, I know you something want to play, I want right? to play.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely worthwhile. And the other side is, if you actually just play through it and you want to do the main story and you just mainstream, like,
just mainline it.
You critical path it and go from mission to mission, you can probably get it done in 5 hours.
Sweet.
Like, I was playing it on hard that way, and I got it done in probably 5 to 6 hours.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, Infamous 2, my review will be up by the end of the week, and I am giving it 4 stars. Because I think it has a lot of flaws, but it also does that thing for me, which I was talking about before, where it is a game that I can sit down and get all the trophies in. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I love using my powers and jumping over buildings. But it also is not the best game in the entire world by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of flaws, but it's great. It's great. And it hooks me in every time. Just like the first one did. Yep.
Yep.
That's all I've done, though.
What
about you, John?
Yeah, I was going to ask you some other questions about Infamous that seemed interesting to me.
Shoot rockets on your hands.
No, see, I guess what I was going to say wasn't really so much a question. It was just a commentary on on moral choices in games. Like, have we sort of talked about this in like with when we did our Mass Effect 2 talk about how like I really want a game where
has a good gray.
Yeah, that has a strong gray.
Yeah,
it's just because I understand that like I like games that let me have the choice of doing this or that, but I feel like the only game that's had a serviceable gray is like Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only because
and it's not
Fallout
even
is gray in general.
Yeah, it's not even like a gray area. It's just like, well, I mean, I guess it is, but it's like you're not far enough evil or far enough good. Like, I guess it's the definition of gray, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I just sort of wish, because, I mean, like, so my thing is, like, because we made mention to this with Mass Effect discussions, it's just like, so... In Infamous, what was that? What would be the outcome if you were to say, like, you know, during these moments where you have to pick the good and evil, if you sort of bop back and forth, like you go evil one, good another.
Well, I was actually hoping that you weren't going to ask that because I was thinking, how many of those good, bad, like the story based evil or good choice missions were there? Because I want to say there were 4.
Okay,
but I'm thinking maybe there are only. So there's that one, there's the other one, and it's that one, and the other one, and then that one. So I think there's 3, and then the final one, the fourth one, is the one where you make your decision about the ending. And I'm guessing the reason why that number is because if you do those missions and you bounce from, like, good, bad, good, then... you will still be aligned in one direction enough
right.
to do it. And I just don't think that they give you the option of having a middle karma. Like, there's no... It's red and blue. Like, there's no little gray spot in the middle. It's one or the other. So you are either a, you know, guardian or a thug or whatever it is. Mm. So...
I guess that's just one area, like, that I enjoy about video games lately, is that they're doing this karma thing. But I also sort of wish that there was more. I just wish it was less cut and dry and a little bit more interpretation. Like there was the pit expansion for Fallout 3 had really good moral choice at the end that I could not distinguish which choice was the good one, which choice is the bad one, because I was like.
The baby thing.
Yeah, I was like, these both seem pretty awful.
Uh-huh.
Like, eat the baby, save the baby.
To the extreme.
To the extreme, where it's like, eat the baby, save the baby, eat the people, save the people, and they're both on the opposite end of the thing. It's like, well, I can't kill a kid. Like, I didn't know you wanted to do this with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, like, I just, like, I found out all this stuff where it's just like, I didn't know that's what I signed up for. No, we're not doing that.
Right.
And then it turns out that was the evil choice, is that I was like the needs of the many outweighed the few.
I was just gonna say yes. Beat me. You beat me again.
But it's a baby. It's a goddamn baby. The baby doesn't have like this understanding of what sacrifice it's making. It's just, like, unfair to this child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you people need to figure out your own uprising. I'm not killing a baby.
Yeah.
So like I appreciated the game in that regard, where it's just like, give me this weird decision to make.
Yeah. Infamous is not nearly that weird. Like, the good choice is definitely the obvious good choice,
right,
and a good thing to do. But the reason why I really, really liked playing it through a second time was because the evil choice is awesome. And the outcome of the evil choice is really good. And the way that Cole is portrayed throughout the game is, it's like... he is great enough in the cutscenes for your decision to make sense. Like, mm-hmm. He'll be like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. Like, why don't we follow up with that and see what there is? And then, you know, the other character's like, well, maybe we should do this. And he's like, no, you're crazy. And then the other character, you know, will say something like, you know, you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know, you're like, oh, she's right. I want to blow everybody up. But the ending.
So there's a lot of push and pull.
Yeah, well, it
like
is.
You've got your two. I've sort of seen the other characters that have like exist in the game.
And sure, you've got
like,
your.
They're your angel and demon on the shoulder.
Exactly, you have those characters, and there is a handful of twists, and one that kind of is like, this is a dumb twist to have, but when you play the evil ending, it definitely makes sense what they were doing with it. When you play the good ending, it's like, yeah, this one was a little more ham-fisted. Like, if you play it, you'll understand kind of what I'm saying, where it's like, you just dealt with that like that, I guess. I don't know how better to say it. And then you've got, the thing that I said is, not wanting to give anything away, but Zeke plays a very, very crucial role in the end of the ending, or in the ending of the game. And if you choose to go the negative route, he basically paints him as one of the, like, a hero in the game.
Oh,
and
I see.
The last. You have,
does Zeke get powers?
No, but you have a Metal Gear Solid moment of like...
Brother?
No, MGS4 moment where you're doing the thing that makes you... No, Metal Gear Solid 3 moment where you're doing the thing that makes you uncomfortable and it goes on for too long because you're like...
Wait, Metal Gear Solid 3, you're doing
it. It just... It's really... It actually is impactful what happens.
Is it more like the Dead Space 2 thing? Needle in your eye.
No, not by any means where it's uncomfortable, but like Metal Gear Solid 3 where you shoot the boss, like it is very much along
like,
those same
things. I don't
really
want to be doing this.
Where you like, you know, the camera zooms out and it's like, press the R1 button to shoot, and you're like, no.
Or the Metal Gear Solid 4 part where he puts the gun in his mouth.
Yeah, but you don't
doesn't it give you an R1?
That's just the cutscene.
Or is it?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, they give you an R1 button prompt.
I don't know.
I feel...
This is retrospective.
Yeah, let's look this up later.
Let's go replay through all of it.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Sorry. There's a lot of time on Infamous 2. But it is... That's my problem. Is I was like, you know, this... Okay, so this is what I wanted to say on air before I write my... Before the review comes out or after, what have you, is... This game could go both ways. For me, it could be 3 stars. For me, it could be 5 stars. For me, like playing it, like in my personal enjoyment, totally 5-star. Loved every minute of it. But it is also not for everybody. And it has some really stupid moments. And there are some really frustrating parts to it. And it is also very much a comic book game where you're like, that's bullshit. And not, it's like, that's the MacGuffin right there. That's the thing that you just made to be the thing. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And you just
I hear a lot of
things that into
doesn't
being.
Get don't get fleshed out the way that they need to be.
They
don't make enough sense.
I thought that was the case when I first started playing. I was talking to you about like the monsters that show up, but they talk about them, but like it's just weird at the beginning of the game because they're like, yeah, they're here. They're here.
Haven't you been reading the news?
Right. And then, you know, later in the game, they're like, well, this is where they come from. Oh, okay. That's weird that we didn't inquire about this earlier. But, so it's not great. Like, it has a lot of technical flaws. It is a frustrating, like, it does have some fairly frustrating moments. It is a little boring. Like, by the third section of it, you're like, oh my god, it's just kind of dragging on. And if you do all the missions and do all the stuff to get all the powers, like, it does take a really, really long time. It is kind of aggravating. But it also, if it's for you, it's totally for you. And it was for me. And that's why I'm saying, like, it... fit somewhere in between. It can go both ways, so I feel like it can fit in the middle. Like instead of being perfect and, you know, mediocre, like it is more of Infamous, and Infamous was awesome for me. So if that's what you're into, then that's what this game gives.
Fair enough. I got nothing else to do this summer, so
yeah, play it.
Yeah, play that.
All right, John, you've been playing a whole heck ton of...
Two times as many things.
Two times as many new games?
Yeah.
That's still zero.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. I decided to check out what Xbox had for download, and had the Catherine demo on there.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you played it on the Xbox?
Yeah, I played it on the Xbox. Yeah, it just happened to be where I was at, so...
Are you going to get it for Xbox?
No, I'll get it for PlayStation. PlayStation keeps asking me to update it, and I just keep ignoring it.
Really? You're not?
I'm just too lazy lately. Just too many other things. And so my Xbox doesn't want an update, so that's sort of what's happening. But anyway, Catherine makes a lot more sense in English.
Sure does,
to me. As much sense as it could possibly make.
Right.
as much sense as like you waking up in a dream state that means you play Q-Bert with a pillow and sheep horns on your head while wearing hearted polka dot
being attacked pajamas. By
yeah,
babies.
Exactly. Yeah. Crazy nonsense.
But 500 babies.
I mean, that game, like while playing it, it's just like, it's like watching an anime that is surrounded by these puzzles that you have to solve to watch more of the anime.
So,
and the characters are interesting, and I can really feel he's sort of a relatable character in if you've ever had a relationship that you were sort of uncertain about.
If you've ever been an adult.
Yeah, exactly. Like he just like it's pretty good.
Right.
Like it's pretty decent.
I already get the vibe that Catherine is going to be a really it's going to be a cult game.
Yeah.
Cult classic game because of its story and what it's about, like because of the material that it tackles.
I hope it's value priced.
I'm just worried that it is going to have, it's going to feel like the puzzling is just an obstacle to get through to get to more of the story. And right. I don't want that. Like,
yeah. But from a lot of the stuff that I started to watch of like what you're capable of doing, like if you want to mainline the story, the game straight up has a thing you can use on easy that is just push the back or select button. And it will reverse the last step that you took.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, it will help you out in the way. Like, and the game, God, there's a narrator for the fucking main menu.
Oh, nice.
Who describes every option to you at length.
Okay.
And it's just, the way he describes easy is basically, it's like, if all you want to do is like sit back and just enjoy the main story of Catherine.
I would like to do that.
Exactly. It's like, then choose easy.
Okay.
Because it'll be the easiest way to do that.
That sounds great.
And it's like, yes, I feel like that's all I really want to do. And there's just like tons of stuff.
So
I feel like,
does this mean we're setting a precedent for the next like Persona game or RPGs in the future where the easy difficulty will be you just go into battle and it's like progress quest, like bar fills like, and you just beat the enemy.
Happens, exactly.
And you're then like,
I watch
more. God.
And I watch another 2 hours of cutscene.
Push the stick forward to move to the next cutscene.
Mm-hmm. It's all just going to be like half minute hero from this point out.
Even that is too much because you can die. I want a bar that fills and then I get loot and
this
then I
can
equip that.
This is what RPGs
are
turning into.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if I have bad loot. I still win the fight. Exactly. But I can just do it.
Exactly.
Make the numbers get bigger.
Exactly. I'm telling you, the last good Japanese RPG was Lost Odyssey.
All right.
Play that game, Griff.
Nah. Here it's got long load times. Also, Persona 4.
Yeah. Right. I need to play Persona really 4. Good. You have that, don't you?
Got the soundtrack.
PS2? I actually might have the Persona 4 soundtrack, too. Pretty sure I do.
It's a weird thing to own.
Yeah, don't you have it?
Well, it comes with the game.
Yeah, exactly. But
see, and it's also on iTunes.
Working at a game store for a long time.
I suppose
like, there's a lot of that.
It's just inherited. It.
Atlas likes to put a lot of soundtracks on a lot of things, and so they're just sort of laying around.
Yeah.
So I sort of just take those home with me.
Yeah. Oh, you
and
should play it.
Never would listen. Like I'm pretty sure I have like Devil Sumner. Soundtrack. I also have Shin Megami Tensei as what's that one?
Which one?
Oh, God.
Strange Journey?
No, the Pokemon. Fucking.
Oh,
fucking.
Devil. Digital Devil Saga?
No.
Devil Survivor.
Not Devil. It's not Devil Summoner. But I do also have. I have the first disc for Digital Devil Saga. I don't have the second one. But,
Shin Megami Tensei.
What the fuck is that? It's got a red cover to it, and it's like he wakes up in a hospital after the Armageddon, and he's capable of like gathering demons and using these demons to help him fight battles. It's a goddamn RPG.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the fuck
it's not
called.
Digital Devil Saga?
No, it's not Digital Devil Saga. Digital Devil Saga.
It's not Persona anything?
No, it's not a Persona.
Is it?
God, I'll think of the goddamn name.
Not, you said Devil's Demon Summoner? Devil Survivor.
No. God, this was like an old...
Digital...
Old PS2. Can we do it?
Well, no.
Don't let me do it.
Anyway, what...
But so it's like, yeah, it's good. It's entertaining.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Catherine Catherine looks really good. I'm really excited to see exactly how that story unfolds.
Yeah.
And it's the thing is, like, with the demo, they showcase a lot of the desires and personalities of Catherine with a K.
Is that the crazy one? Is that the blonde one?
That's the original girlfriend.
Okay. Is she blonde? Dirty, is she brunette?
Dirty blonde.
Okay.
Whereas, like,
glasses or no glasses?
Glasses.
Glasses. Catherine with a
Catherine K with a Catherine with a C
is the new Catherine.
Is the new Catherine, yeah. Slightly younger and
very younger. She's very, like 18, she's, right?
Well, yeah. So Vincent is,
she's like 179 yeah, kilometer or
Vince's,
kilograms.
Vince is 32,
right?
And so I assume Catherine with a K is probably around that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Catherine with a C is early 20s, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
21, maybe.
21.
She was at a bar.
She's at a bar. So 21.
Let's just give it that.
Let's just give it 21. Yeah. So like a decade's difference there.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, demo ends with him waking up with her in his bed.
Yep.
And him doing the giant, like,
weird mouth drop.
Oh,
yeah. Like weird anime.
It's like,
unhinge your jaw.
Giant Pez dispenser.
Uh-huh.
Drop jaw thing. Yeah.
So just like the Japanese demo.
It's the exact same demo. It's just all...
Do you get the golden... What is it called? That weird trailer that comes in the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Golden
Pagoda. Yeah, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you know. Also, for some... Like, did not notice this.
Weird.
The fucking logo stays in the... Like, transparently in the top left side of the whole thing.
Didn't notice that?
Didn't notice that until I played the demo. And I'm like, very strange. Why is that?
Golden Theater, yeah.
Yeah. Why is that there? I was very confused by the whole
copyright
thing.
Copyright law, I guess. I don't know.
Really bizarre. Oh, man. But that game looks like so much fun. Also, there's a mini game you can play in that game. It's
the arcade.
There's
game
an arcade that cabinet is that is game. The same damn game. Only it's not the same look, but it's the same fucking game.
Right, it's retro 8-bit style.
It looks more like a. It's almost like a man in a hard hat,
uh-huh.
like trying to climb up this like skyscraper thing.
Uh huh.
It's really weird.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same
really,
thing.
Really weird.
Hey, you want to play more of the same game inside of the same game?
Not really.
I don't. But
what do I get from
maybe.
It?
Does it dispense coins that I can use to purchase more goats?
Do I get more dialogue?
Yeah.
So if I play more of it, do I get more voice acting?
I think one of the best things is like I'm thoroughly infatuated with the crazy background on his cell phone.
Okay.
This is like Universe Quest or something, and there's a giant rocket like exploding around a planet or something.
Awesome.
It's like crazy shit. I don't understand what the fuck is going on with his phone. His phone is also like probably 10 years old.
Does it have something dangling off it?
No, it's not that Japanese.
Not Japanese enough.
Not that Japanese. It's a flip phone, though.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, John, you playing anything else besides Kesarin?
I decided to give a whack at Galaga.
Giving it a whack, eh?
Give a whack at the good old Galaga Legions DX.
How was whacking Galaga?
That game is fucking ridiculous.
Okay. What makes it DX?
So sort of like Pac-Man, where it's just like the Pac-Man Deluxe
Championship
Edition thing, mm-hmm. where it's just like, how do we make Pac-Man more crazy? Make it faster.
More ghosts.
Make it more ghosts. Make it more everything.
More and big and faster and more.
Brighter, louder, faster, yeah. more. Technology. More power. Fucking use Tim Allen that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's basically what this is too. Galaga Legions is legions of the freaking Galagas that you have to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And just like at minimum 30 on the screen at one time.
Okay.
At minimum. At most, I fucking don't know. Hundreds.
Does it have really awesome music at the title screen?
It does. Also has really awesome Japanese lady, like computer voice lady, like talking to you the whole time.
Oh, that's
really,
awesome.
Really, really sweet.
She's saying something calling about the Galagas.
Calling out waves and calling out like random numbers that mean things probably to somebody who's an actual pilot.
That's great. That's so good.
I know.
That's all I need to hear.
Really cool stylistic things they do is like before the waves of enemies come in, these like very faint star trails will like appear on the screen showing mm-hmm. you exactly where the waves are going to come.
Oh.
So that you can kind of plan ahead.
Okay.
It's a twin stick shooter now. It's not like you just move back and forth and you shoot forward. Now it's like, since things come from every direction, you can shoot in every direction.
Oh God.
And you can move through space and shoot behind you and around you and stuff like that. Your power, like when you get your
power up your gun,
when you get your power ups for your guns, it's like, yep, this is why this is DX. Like, this is why this is like deluxe fucking crazy shit. Because when you get the power for your gun, it's like you're shooting everything on the screen.
That's great.
Everything. And then there's also like an alternate fire mode where instead of shooting. Okay, so this is going to be hard to explain. Instead of firing your guns in just one direction, if you go to the alternate fire mode, the guns start to aim independently of each other. So you can shoot at three different directions on the screen at once.
Do you choose those directions or is it?
Yes. But it takes some getting used to.
Okay.
Because the way you point the stick sort of augments the way that they fire around the ship.
Huh. Wow.
One is always going to be still shooting forward.
Okay.
And then the other two will start to pan out from the side, like to the sides of the ship.
Yeah.
And it's helpful, but it takes some doing to like learn the aiming directions for that thing. Because at that point you lose like your bearing on what points where.
Okay.
But it's damn if it's fun.
Cool. That sounds great.
Yeah. Just more like they want to make more like bonkers, crazy, like retro
DX,
like DX stuff. I'm on board for all of those.
Sure. There was the Infinity
Centipede Gene thing DX
that was recently done, right?
Infinity.
Yeah, Infinity Gene. That was a Space Invaders Infinity Gene. That was a thing, right? That was kind of, it wasn't a DX thing, but it kind of took the Space Invaders idea and cranked it to 11, just like, maybe. You know, Pac-Man DX.
I don't remember this.
CE DX. Okay. I was Dig Dug.
Dig Dug.
I want
Rally X.
Fucking, I don't want Rally X.
You don't want Rally X? Like, no. Rally X on steroids, were just like freaky fast moving rally cars?
No.
No? Mappy?
This game's already, I don't know what Mappy is.
Mappy is. I never knew what Mappy was. I know what Mappy is. There's a mouse involved and there's explosives, but I
never played Mappy. I played a lot of Dig Dug though.
Dig Dug is good. Fucking Centipede.
I don't know how you'd make Dig Dug crazier though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't even know, man.
I don't know. Just,
more.
You make it connect support.
More digging. Yeah, no, that's the opposite of what you want.
Connect and move supported, Dig Dug. You pump that thing.
You don't want that.
What else would be really good? Fucking, I just had it in my brain. Joust.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
Like Joust.
Oh, like, man, that's going to take a lot of overhauling. This time it's got depth.
Yeah.
Like, what? Ah!
Oh, God.
You play anything else? Said you put some googly eyes on Toby.
Oh yeah, that was a while ago though, dude. That was like as soon as that stuff came out. As soon as we talked about that, all the Fun Lab stuff, I went and did all that stuff where it's like, let's dress up my avatar.
What'd you think of Uncharted 3 beta?
Oh yeah, we both played that a little bit, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that a lot actually.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I was really getting good at that.
I mean, the more that I played, the more I enjoyed it. It still was not for me.
It's yeah.
Like, yep, I suck at multiplayer.
Yeah, I played dude, the more you let me play that, the better I was getting.
Sure.
I was really good with the shield and the pistol.
Yeah. Yeah, you were telling me.
And then, but the only bummer about that combination is you run out of bullets quickly. But then I just had one guy who, like, I kept trying to shoot him, but then ran out of bullets, and the guys kept unloading on my shield, and then I just kept standing there, and he was just unloading, 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 and then I saw him start to do the reload animation, drop the shield, pull out the AK, and just capped him. I'm like, why would you consider to just keep standing there and doing this?
Yep.
You're committed to trying to kill bullets. Me.
Yeah. I will break your shield.
Break through this.
Yeah, so I don't know. The more I played it, the more I'm like, yeah, I can tolerate it. I don't enjoy it.
It's good. It's all right. I mean, it's like, I can understand that, like,
I think it's much better than the Gears of War 3 beta. Like, fair multiplayer, if you want to play, compare it to another third person cover based shooter.
Did I
I would say this is the superior.
Did I tell you? Do you remember how you were saying you were waiting for like one of those ending animations to be Nathan Drake high fiving Nathan Drake?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was the very last one I played.
Yes.
Nathan Drake high fiving Nathan Drake.
That's great.
So good.
Just loop that forever.
So good. But no, sniper rifle. I was starting to really enjoy sniper rifle.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. I do like the animations they put in there for like the pre and post fights.
Yep.
Kind of interesting.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Also that map with the trucks.
The airplane, the cargo plane.
That is probably the best multiplayer level design I've seen in a long time.
Certainly, it is great. You know, jumping from truck to truck, out of the plane. You know, also once the level starts and like everybody's like, let's just hunker inside the plane here and wait for those guys to try and run in. It's like, nope, I'm going out to the trucks. Yeah. Jump out of this plane into the trucks. It was good.
I think they built that level really well so that you can't just sort of sit inside that plane.
Yeah.
And they could get those two doors that you kind of keep an eye on.
The only thing is, I wish it was longer. It's only like 2 minutes.
It's only half of the, not even half of it. It's like a fourth of it.
I mean, I understand why it's a short time because, you know, you can't have a plane that's trying to take off for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Preposterous.
Yeah, it just can't take off forever.
But I would also feel like that could be a little frustrating after a while. Like if you played that level for an entire level. Like,
yeah. And it's also, yeah, it's a very small area of operation.
It
so it's just like at some point it's a little. There's
no weapon spawns. There's no capture points. There's nothing to really do in that level except for just get into the plane.
Yeah.
Get out of the plane.
Yeah.
Get off my plane.
It's kind of easy to kill people in there too. Like if you're paying enough attention, it's really kind of easy to just funnel people into one area and just kill them.
Yep.
So I can see why don't make that the whole level.
Exactly. But it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Liked it a lot.
What about you playing?
I tried to play Sonic Generations.
Oh, yeah, you tell me that.
It didn't work.
Just bumped you right off it.
Well, it doesn't bump you off. It just, like, the demo, like, the main menu screen of the demo comes up, but there's a little bar on there that says, this demo is no longer available. And I'm just like, what's that mean? But then it also says, press start. And so you press start, and then it just starts rolling video. And then it ends. And then it goes back to... It just goes back to freaking the same main menu. And it's just like, well, glad I spent my time downloading that.
Not good.
Not good.
Good job, Xbox.
Good job.
Plenty Missplosion, man.
No, because...
You said you were trying to.
I wanted to. But dang thing didn't release until today, so I didn't wake up early enough to download that and play that.
I think that covers everything, right?
Pretty much. I sort of stopped playing Alice because I'm just, it's just not.
I lost my sleeve for Infamous 2, so.
Oh, how do you handle that?
There is a way.
There is a way.
There are directions online.
Oh, they send you another sleeve.
No, you send it to them and they print one up and it takes more time.
Oh, God.
But I'm also like, you know what? I think in 2 weeks they'll get this figured out.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, I'll still get Catherine or El Shaddai when it comes time to give me that
also,
game.
Also, I really hope Catherine will be at least a $50 purchase instead of a $60 purchase. I just don't see that.
Atlas is usually pretty good about that.
I think so.
El Shaddai, I think, is going to be a $50 game. I don't know. I'll be buying them both.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about news and check our email and things that are happening in video game world.
Awesome.
All right, back from the break. So since we don't have any emails, we will
we're doing this again.
What's that?
We're doing this again.
Doing what again?
The Hannibal Lecter thing again.
Oh.
Is that just slipping out of you?
That was just accidental.
I didn't mean to do something else.
I don't really want to right now. We don't have any emails, so the question that I'll ask is one that I see on this video games forum, and the question is, what is the greatest voice acting performance in video games? Go!
What did you say? Quentin Flynn? I think he's in a lot of stuff that you don't necessarily always recognize him for being in.
Performance, though. Person as this one role.
Oh, as this one role? Oh, this person has
not performer.
This person as this person.
Hmm. Yes. Not Steve Bloom because he's able to do all these different voices.
I see.
Steve Bloom in the role as Thug One in...
I see. David Hayter.
Yep. David Hayter. Snake. And Old Snake.
Yep.
Done.
If it's going to be one person for one character, David Hayter. That's it.
You do Nolan North.
You could say Nolan North for Drake, but I feel like the character of Snake has been much more influential in my video gaming life. Sure.
GLaDOS and Wheatley.
Yeah.
Good choices there. Is it Stephen Merchant as Wheatley?
Yep.
I think is the name.
Yep.
Also, Cave Johnson.
His name? God damn it.
I forget
never remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's good.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, that's it.
He's good in that.
It works for him. John St. John for...
Nope, wrong. That is not, no. Wrong.
Ron Perlman.
As
the voice of Fallout.
The voice of war.
Yes. War never changes.
War does change, though. Yeah, it's really all. I mean, there's got to be some other ones in there too.
God, Griff, we used to be so good at this.
There's not a lot of like totally remarkable voice acting that seems really like okay. So yes,
Black dude as Kratos,
Jennifer Hale as anything she does, female Shepherd.
But look into her illustrious video game voiceover career. Like two things.
No, she's in a lot of stuff.
Assassin's Creed.
Meryl?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes. Jennifer Hale is Meryl.
I'm going to IMDb this shit.
Okay. Jennifer Hale. Meryl. No. She's not Meryl. She is Fox Die Chick. Doctor.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi. Yep. She's Naomi. Yep. For sure.
Now I'm more interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which one?
All of them? She's all Naomi.
From Metal Gear Solid
Forever,
1.
Yep.
Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yes. And 4.
And 4.
Jennifer Hale is Naomi.
I question this.
That's it.
All right.
Jennifer Hale is great in that role. And she does good female Shepherd. Much better than that Canadian asshole who does male Shepherd.
Okay.
Nolan North as Desmond, no good. The dude that does Ezio's voice, however, pretty good. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, don't know who that is either, but yeah, it does a pretty good job. Pretty good job. Also, wait, who did Altair's voice?
I don't know.
Because that guy did not have an accent at all. Whereas, like, at least Ezio has an accent.
Yeah.
I can only hope that in Assassin's Creed Revelations,
just retrofit.
Altair, like, yeah, just... Nobody really knows what he sounded like in the last one, so just give him Middle Eastern voice.
There's gotta be some other really good voice acting performances out there. We can't think of specific actors. Like, I know the Team Fortress stuff is all very funny and good, but it's not really an actor that's doing
right.
This was singling out that role. What about
Call
of Duty? Ice-T as Bowman.
Elijah Wood as
Ice Cube. Sorry,
Elijah Wood as Spyro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you not know this?
Uh-uh. I didn't know that Spyro even spoke.
Yeah, oh yeah, he does. And that's Elijah weird. Wood. I'm pretty sure it's Elijah Wood.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wrap that around your brain.
I can't. That's like reading the filmography of Jack Black and realizing even that he's better, in isn't everything.
It, even better, isn't it like it's Elijah Wood and then in that one where there's the female dragon that shows up, isn't it like Avril Lavigne?
Sure. What? No way.
I want to sort of look at this now. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
That is preposterous.
I'm pretty sure those are correct things that I'm saying right now.
Yeah, so it would be David Hayter, because David Hayter does the best. He is
surprised we agreed so flawlessly.
Well, it is. That's what it is. Like, the best character voice performance is David Hayter as Snake. I mean, it is kind of formulaic and goofy and easy to, you know, make fun of, but if you listen to interviews of David Hayter, the man is like ultra passionate about his character and about who Snake is and being invested in that. And
oh, absolutely.
Also having a good time with it too, and like being able to be at a panel and say, "Crap panel."
rap battle.
Yeah. Yeah, he man, he loves his role as Snake.
Mm-hmm.
What's Snake's name? Doug?
What?
Doug. Snake's real name? Doug something?
His name is David.
Oh, it's David. That's right. I always want to say it's Doug, but it's David.
At the ending of Metal Gear Solid 1, he tells that to Otacon.
That's right.
My name's Hal. Or Meryl. I don't know if he says his name is David to Meryl, does he?
I think so.
I thought he only said it to Otacon when he's like, my name's Hal. He's like, my name's David. Like, okay. Well, anyway, let's talk about news, John. You got some big.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's not Avril Lavigne. It's
somebody.
Elijah Wood is Spyro. Freaky. Christina Ricci.
Ah, really? Yeah. What Spyro game was this?
Dawn of the Dragon, 2008.
Okay.
Oh my God! Now, as if those names weren't crazy enough for you. Who fucking else? Wayne Brady.
What?
You heard me, Wayne Brady. The voice of Sparks.
Who is Sparks?
I don't fucking know. But even better, like, this is just the names on here. Just, well, this one's so fucking Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Yeah. Oh, true. Fair, yeah. Mark Hamill is the Joker. That was a very good performance.
He's also in Dawn of the Dragon.
Okay.
Also, fucking Gary Oldman.
What?
I don't understand what fucking actors are doing with their lives right now.
In between making Batman movies.
Exactly.
Gary Oldman.
I don't understand this. What other things is... Yeah, so Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Joker voice really good. True. That's not just video games. That's like... It's
the cartoon fucking, too.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that does the Batman voice? It's the same guy from the cartoon.
Don't know.
I
will never know. I will never be able to pull that name.
It's a good name.
I don't know who it is. It's not Adam West.
No, it's not Adam West.
Which I still maintain, Batman Arkham Asylum / Arkham City would be the best game in the entire world if you just had an Adam West skin. Just put Batman in an Adam West outfit. Or as Adam West. It would be fine.
Kevin Conroy.
That
guy's name.
It's meaningless to me. Does Steve Blum have much for leading roles in games or seen him? Like,
well, he Bulletstorm. Was Bulletstorm.
Another thing he did recently? Or is in Killer 7, I know, as sort of a prominent personality there. I know he's in a lot of stuff and a lot of anime.
Yeah, a ton of anime.
He's a lot of just like. Dude in game.
He was Starscream in War for Cybertron.
Oh, that's right. Was he or was he Ravage or Rampage or
according
something?
To this, Starscream.
Really?
But
that doesn't fit his voice at all.
I didn't think so either, but
I thought he was like one of the trucks.
He was also
dudes.
Grunt.
What's Grunt? Mass Effect. Oh, right, yeah, Mass Effect Grunt. I was thinking Halo. Anyway. We can talk more about these voice actors.
Okay,
things.
Fair enough.
Off air. Just talking about news right now, though. Tell me about PopCap.
PopCap acquired by EA.
For how much?
$750 million. Pretty sure
weird.
That's accurate.
Very weird.
There's also something about like there being $100,000 worth in stock that they acquired from it, too.
Sure.
So it's more like
$850,000. Yeah.
So... pretty penny, but I swear to God, there was...
I wonder how big the PopCap op like. What is their staff size?
Okay, so there was a rumored deal that like somebody was looking to acquire PopCap like earlier this year for $1 billion. And if it was EA, then they cut some kind of deal to bring it down.
So after this purchase, now PopCap can officially be known as Poop Crap.
Well, they won't have to change their logo too much. They're both just round things with things inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, or you just is it just EA PopCap?
You just make a very simple logo, which is one PopCap top says PopCap, and then it flips over and it
says EA.
It's very done. So, marketing fixed.
Yeah, it's just like a coin.
You're welcome, guys.
Like, just a coin that flips over and
just different logo. Same thing. Lip done.
Done.
Okay. Kind of weird though. Wondering.
Yeah, really weird. I don't why like.
It's, I think it's kind of weird.
Why did I sort of always thought PopCap was doing all right? Why did they need to?
Yeah, exactly. Especially with Plants vs. Zombies being available on your everything. Fucking microwave.
Yeah, like, exactly. Now available on your tennis shoes.
Yeah, any electronic device, your Nike Pluses
exactly.
have. Yeah, that and Zuma.
You just audibly play them.
Yeah. The interesting thing is how that's going to affect things. Like, will certain PopCap games be removed from certain things? Like, we were talking about the World of Warcraft. Will the PopCap... I think there's even a Plants vs. Zombies.
Is it like straight quest. Up, it says this is Bejeweled, yes. and it says this is Peggle?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So...
It's not like WoW Jeweled, it's like this is Bejeweled.
Yeah, they don't change the name of it at all, really. It's like that's just something that's inside the right. game. Right,
this is PopCap's Weird. Bejeweled for free in your game. So I wonder if that'll change. And I also wonder, will all the things that those games are now available on, like, will it leave Steam and move to Origin?
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking EA. Yeah.
I bet it won't, though, because... Yeah. There's that weird thing with Crysis, right? Leaving Crysis 2, leaving Steam.
Because EA property and they...
They broke contract or something right. like that. Whatever the nonsense of it was. But still, it's like, I wonder, with EA's new Origin thing and they're competing yeah. against Steam, like, I wonder if that is going to... be a thing. They will
so do you think maybe they try to phase out the PopCap name and eventually just make it just all under the EA name?
No.
Or you just leave Pop?
No.
You think PopCap is just an established enough brand from the people that play that stuff?
Definitely. From the PopCap, from the people that brought you Plants vs. Zombies comes...
Zombies vs. Plants.
Angry Yoga.
Exactly. Angry Yoga.
That's sounds straight from You Don't Know Jack.
So good. Angry Yoga.
Angry Yoga.
Good. It's good.
It's a freaking great casual title.
It is. Oh man, you just see the looks on people's faces.
Thank you, Jack. Was it Builder? Mike Builder.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, there's another good like video game voice.
What's that?
The fucking narrator for
You Don't Know Jack. I don't know what his name is though. Cookie Robertson.
Oh no, yep, that's the name.
Sounds like could be right, but. Anyway,
Cookie at least sounds right.
Yeah, it's sure Cookie. That's one of the people who do the voices of You Don't Know Jack. Anything else? PopCap purchase. And
oh yeah, I had the other thing. This fall, my Xbox has announced that they will have a music service for all you gold members out there. Xbox.
That's me.
Yeah, it's you. It's me. I was looking at my Xbox Live. It always baffles me every time I look at my Xbox Live account and see when I have to renew my Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I still don't have to renew until May of next year.
Nice.
I haven't had to do anything with my Xbox Live for like the last 3 years.
That's great.
Because I just like, hey, anybody that doesn't want to pay a lot of money like out the back end, that stuff stacks. Just put it on top of itself.
Sure.
Sort of keep them away from you as much as possible. Don't let Microsoft ever look at your credit card information unless they really wanted. I told you that story about how they got all upset with me that like I lost my credit card, so I had to get a new one. So then the numbers didn't match, and then Microsoft like was sending me hate mail saying you need to change this or we're going to shut off your Xbox Live.
You ever try and shut off your Xbox Live?
Hmm?
You ever try and shut off your
me Xbox? Me personally Live? Shut yeah. it off? No.
It's not easy.
Nah,
you have to make a phone call. You
no.
cannot click a button. That's you have funny. To call people with information to tell them to shut it
couldn't
down.
Couldn't I just like change my credit card information and then because that's as easy as just going into a bank.
That could do it too.
And then they will just not let me have it.
Yeah, if you don't buy it in a yearly installment, right. like
right. I love that weird. They tell me like in May they will charge me another $10 to extend this out, and it's like, no, you won't. I will be buying like come January, I will be buying another year subscription.
I'm also really curious to see what happens or when all the plus signs will drop off everybody's name on PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Or will it? Or have you all just been sucked into buying PlayStation like, Plus accounts? You forgot to
didn't
say,
read that
I don't
part.
Yeah, you didn't update your system, John. Therefore, now you have PlayStation Plus for the rest of the year. And you bought it.
Yep.
So you bought two of them.
Yep. But so anyway, here in the fall, it's going to be a music thing called Xbox Music.
Oh, that's a that's good. It's How'd great, they come up with that?
Great name.
You know what? I'll take it.
Great.
It's better than, stupid. Zune. Yeah. Zune or
Kinect.
X Blaster.
Yeah. X Beats.
X Beats. That'd be
That actually would be really awesome.
That'd be really gross.
You just or if make it, was, it the same.
No, no, no.
You just make it the same logo, but the
Beats XXX. 420.
Xbox Beats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. But so it's going to launch with 11 million songs available to it. It's not 100% clear as to how they'll have access to it. I imagine it'll just be part of the, you know, their showy media stuff. It'll be under the goddamn music tab.
I do not want to involve myself in a music program on my Xbox because it is not my PC.
Right, exactly.
Until the day that my Xbox can run Microsoft Word, I am not interested in downloading music onto my Xbox.
But this, I mean, all this stuff is legit. It comes from Steve Ballmer. But the really interesting thing is, you know, last year, Microsoft made this awesome push to say, yo, you can have access to the Zune Marketplace with your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to launch this music surface, like this music feature. So it's like, so do you guys not care about Zune anymore?
Also,
are you like trying to kick that out of
What about Last.fm?
Yeah,
exactly. Don't you just get free music anyway?
Yeah, Griff. Yeah.
Isn't that
What about Last.fm? It's just such a weird thing to say, hey, we're going to launch this music thing and see if you guys actually like
Throw
that.
Throw it at the wall, man.
Yeah, just see what sticks.
What happens after. Yep. Castle?
So
I get the soundtrack to Castle.
If you were at all concerned, Griff, fully Kinect supported.
Oh, great.
Both motion and verbal.
Thank God.
So you can swipe your music and yell at it, too.
That's great. Xbox,
which you can
pause.
Already do with the Zune Marketplace and Last.fm.
So what you're telling
me... They're adding more shit on top of shit that I already have that I don't use.
What you're telling me is the first person to make the Xbox song will be the instant million seller, where it's the song that you play that fucks with your Xbox that has all the Xbox commands in it.
The only thing I can... Yes. The only thing I can hope is that one of these 11 million songs is Friday.
Yeah. What if you made
because they took that off of YouTube for a reason so that they could sell this back to people.
Okay, so what if you made
in
a
an
song
ironic sense.
If you made a song using the Xbox and you put it on the Xbox Marketplace for music, Xbox Music.
Are you saying that we could DJ our own?
No, what I'm saying is you create a Mobius strip of Natal fuckery where you have it say you say your song is called Xbox Rewind. And all it does is loop that song over and over forever.
Yeah. It's just like, a whole
just
bunch of
forever.
Just has Kinect
no, just
enabled
Xbox Rewind
words. That
That's
come
your
out.
Song. It's 4 seconds long and it just loops that forever.
Awesome.
Broken. Oh boy. What was I going to talk about? There was that whole weird thing with PlayStation Network having a PlayStation Network pass. There was a Resistance 3 bundle that had some marketing on it that was like, now it comes with PlayStation Online Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So PlayStation will be doing the same thing as the EA Pass. Whereas if you want to play this online multiplayer game, you have to have the original case and code with it to do that.
Do I have to scan the code into my PlayStation Eye?
Yeah.
Damn it.
You have to move it into the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I own it, I swear.
What
does that do for Gamefly people?
It's how it's always been, you know? I mean, if you got Bulletstorm through Gamefly and you want to play online,
yeah,
you would have the 20 or Dead Space 2. You want to play online, you have the 24-hour pass.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's a bummer thing, though.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, you don't mind it.
I'm okay. What does it lock you out from?
Yeah, it's nothing. Online play.
Yeah,
And random doodads and things.
Yeah. The PlayStation, what was it, the PlayStation suite of it? Oh, all other interesting fact. Okay,
if so, I get PlayStation Home, can I just waive this?
Yeah, you need to get the game. You, if you scan it in, you also get a copy for your avatar and home to carry
Fantastic.
Around. Fantastic. I was interested because I was like, I know how video games sell, but I'm interested in like what makes, or I know how movies work too. Like, you know, you have hundreds of millions of dollars is what films gross, mm-hmm. like in a short amount of time. But in video games, you know, you sell like 5 million copies. What was this? Black Ops sold what? 5.4 on day one.
I thought it was 4.7 in the first 24 hours.
Roughly 5 million copies in the first day.
Yeah.
5 million copies times 60, you know, you're able to come out with a number that makes
a big number.
Yeah.
More than a lot by a margin.
Right. $30,000 or $30 million within the first 24 hours of sales on that. So, yeah. So I was curious as to like what in books makes a bestseller, and it's actually hundreds of millions of copies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
freaky, right?
Yeah.
It's not, and it's also not the Bible.
No, like the, Harry the Potter. Hobbit. Harry actually, Potter is like one of the
actually of the Lord of the ones. Rings, the trilogy, and The Hobbit are one of the bestsellers for books.
Really?
Yep.
I thought I already had like one of the Harry Potter books, like for a 24-hour period.
That's
like,
it's actually the one of the series. It's one of the like that and the Lord of the Rings are one of the best selling series with like over 100,000 copies sold or something preposterous or 100 million copies sold. So it's just insane like that.
Interesting. Is that be just like I wonder how that pans out because it's just like with books that's such a media that you can easily. Pass between one individual to another that doesn't make up its profit very well unless
but then it also like doesn't degrade
it doesn't degrade but
10 years later the book is not almost unusable
exactly
anyway what this all brought me to is looking up the best video games sold like over like best greatest video games like copies of games sold
not to cut you off I was also just like wanted to add this in there don't you think like the markup difference between printing, publishing, and distributing like books is a lot smaller.
Sure.
Like the cost to do that as opposed to distributing movies and video games.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably a lot more expensive.
Also the price to create a book, like you would be paying one person, say $100,000 to write a book.
Exactly.
And it, and then they're just saying that's the number.
Right, so they pay J.K. Rowling $100,000 to write the next Harry Potter book, and then you're charging $30 a book, and you sell 100,000 copies.
Right.
And then you just made 300%.
Yeah, you tripled your investment, yeah. And then it continues to sell as
right, exactly.
On.
And then you've got audiobooks and you've got fucking
different
e-books
ways of
and crazy things now. So
it's not like a video game where it's like you have this game can go into a very limited amount of things and you have this much.
And you have hundreds of people working on it.
Right. Like
the time difference there is like,
do you think,
I mean, because I know some games can take, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 years
15,
to get
roughly
2 to 15 years
to create a game that took a long time to develop and
to
actually 15, did come out.
Yeah, 2 to 15 years to create
the
a
maximum
game.
Would be
so. I mean, but where's the book? Where's the book? I don't imagine. I mean, I imagine it's a long process to write a very good piece of literature, but anything in excess of maybe a year or two,
say 4 years, I'd
yeah,
say.
Say
three years, yeah,
yeah. I don't think it's, yeah.
Anyway,
there's a difference there.
What this all, where this was coming from was, I was looking as to what are the best video games like that have sold, and the reason why I want to say this is just interestingly, what do you think is the PlayStation 3's number one selling game?
Number one best selling game on PlayStation 3? Are we including downloadable games in this?
No. Well, sure. Yes. If you want to do
retail
that.
Retail shelf copies.
Any game on PS3 because it will melt your mind.
Little Big Planet?
No.
Oh, man.
Gran Turismo.
Five?
Yep. Isn't that bizarre?
Worldwide sales?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's like 4.6 million or something. Like, it's just absurd. Like,
are we saying PlayStation exclusive title?
I'm saying the number one selling game on the PlayStation is Gran Turismo. Okay.
Well, because I sit there and I go, well, there's Call of Duty, but like you break down Call of Duty, like that sold 4.7 or like 5 million between two consoles.
On the first day, though. It goes on. I'm sure the tail is a lot longer on it, too.
Right.
Than Gran Turismo. That's why I'm like,
but yeah, that's
either that fact is wrong.
At any rate, that is an outrageous number. But at the same time, it's like, people really wanted to play that game.
That's true. Yeah.
A lot of people were really disappointed.
Also, I wonder if that fact that I read was saying this also includes Prologue.
Oh, if it does include Prologue, it's also
then I could see it being like
disappointing,
yeah,
people.
Yeah. I was just surprised it wasn't something like Uncharted
2. Uncharted, God of War. Yeah.
Yeah.
God of War.
Well, okay.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah. And then the other ones are really want to dig this list up again because it's very interesting to read. Anyway, where did this all come from? Talking about, oh yeah, the PlayStation Online thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Something else.
Not Infamous either, huh?
No. What's that?
Not Infamous? No.
What about Infamous?
It's not. It's pretty high on that list of games.
Oh, sold. Infamous 1?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's weird.
Don't remember.
Heavy Rain? No.
I don't think Heavy Rain was a humongous seller.
I don't think so either. But yeah, it's kind of fucking outrageous.
Right. Well, I'm going to look that list up again and check a few more things because I'm really interested in it now. Yeah. Anyway, other news. I really can't think of anything else much that has been any other things that have been happening this week.
Splinter Man came out today.
Yeah, there's some games that are out. Man. Well, in an effort to avoid dead air, we'll just call it that. And say that's it for Boss Barrel Radio. Email us at bbr@bossbarrel.com. Send us a question. What is your favorite voice acting performance? Who is that? And perhaps you would like to ask us another question. Respond to your own question, what have you. Anyway, thanks for listening all the way through. We'll see you next week on Wednesday. John?
Later.
You want to talk about
being
a boss?
No. Not my thing. Who's boss?